What do I have in common with Paul McCartney? Oh, you know Paul. Paul for the Beatles, Paul. Legend Paul. Used to be married to Linda. Aye, for the sausages, that Paul. My name is Grace, and this is my Radio Star entry for 2023. I don't have a second name. My name is purely Grace. I'm a bit like Adele or Cher. Or recently, since losing my job at Bower due to cuts, I'm the artist formerly known as Grace from MFR. But my book has came to a bit of a halt. I don't have a next chapter. In fact, I'm just about to write it, and I've got no idea where it's going to lead me. Might be a really interesting chapter. Might be one of these chapters in books that you skip past because nothing really happens. But you don't know unless you give it a good bash, am I right? Now, there's no kidding on that I've been through some ups and downs over the last year, but there's been one woman that's kept me sane throughout the whole lot of it, and her name is Evelyn. Auntie Evelyn, to be exact. You would never call her Evelyn, she'd go nuts. She's the kind of pop sock wearing, serving you fish on a Friday type woman. She's always singing in her church choir, but see, back in the day, you wouldn't mess with Evelyn, I tell you that for free. She used to be really high up in the police force before she retired, and she took her job very seriously. One day, she's out and about at the local farms, and she's checking that everything's okay when she stumbles upon a farm owned by Paul McCartney. So one day, she pops in by, and she notices that Paul's not only just got a farm, he's got a nice wee garden round the back, and he's growing some interesting looking plants that go by the name of marijuana. So if anyone ever asks me if I have some sort of link to Paul McCartney, it's yes. Yes, I do. And no matter how famous I may get, no matter where this chapter of my book leads me, it's never going to come close to the legend that is Auntie Evelyn, who lifted Paul McCartney.